Welcome to the latest episode of the Gospel Podcasts. These recordings are published weekly by the Christians that assemble at the Hospital Hill Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, Scotland. Be assured you are in our prayers, and we know that God will bless you for listening. Further information is provided at the end of this short podcast. I now pass you over to the latest message recently recorded at the Gospel Hall. Thank you.
Now, if you have a Bible, we're going to turn to Mark's Gospel, and we're going to read together in chapter 5, and we're going to read from verse 24. Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, and reading at verse 24. Mark's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 24, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, or perhaps today we would say many doctors, and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press or in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he looked around to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague." Now just one verse in Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel in chapter 8. Luke's Gospel chapter 8, and we're really dealing with Luke's account of this same story. Verse 43 says, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he, that is the Lord Jesus, said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." And we know that God will add the blessing to the reading of his word this evening. I want to look with you just at this very simple story about a woman who, we're told, had an issue of blood 12 years. And so she had a blood disorder. She had an illness. And we're going to find, as we go down the passage, certain things about this individual. We're going to notice, first of all, in chapter 5, where we read, and verse 25, these words, "and a certain woman." That's all we're told about the woman. She was indeed a nobody in the crowd. There was a crowd of people thronging Christ. Wherever our Lord Jesus went in his earthly ministry, there was usually a crowd of people around him, wanting to see perhaps a miracle that he would perform, wanting to listen to the words that he spoke. For when he spoke with authority. For after all, he was the Son of God. And so wherever he went, people followed in their masses. And here in the midst
of this great throng of people that followed him this day was a certain woman, a nobody. A nobody in the vast crowd of people. Perhaps you feel like that tonight. Perhaps you feel that in the midst of friends and family, you're really a nobody. I was down on business a few months ago, and I was standing on the platform at London's King's Cross early in the evening, and I would say probably close on 500 to 1,000 people all moving about like ants and all going to different destinations across the UK. And as I stood there in the midst of these people, to them I was a nobody. They didn't know me. I didn't know them. And when we're introduced to this woman in Mark chapter 5, we're not told her name. We're not told her age. We're not told anything about her status, if she was married or not. But what we are told is her condition. She had an issue of blood. She had a blood disorder. You might ask yourself the question, what has a woman over 2,000 years ago with a blood disorder got to do with me? Well, we're going to see from this passage that her blood disorder speaks of sin. Here was a nobody in the crowd of people, and she had sin. And you might be a nobody in the midst of the people of the day and generation of which we are a part. And you have sin. This woman had the issue 12 years. But as sinners, we have the condition from the moment that we're born. It's not something that comes on through time. It's not an illness as such, but it's something that you and I are born with at birth. David says in Psalm 51 verse 5, "And in sin did my mother conceive me." And so right at the very beginning of our time on earth, the moment I'm born, I have within me a DNA that tells me to do that which is wrong. That which, as I grow up and get older, manifests itself into all different types of evil. On Friday past there, four young boys, teenagers, and a man of 35 are due to be convicted of murder of two young boys at the age of 16 in Bristol of last year. What caused it? Simply sin. And their DNA to do that which is wrong and evil. And to take away the lives of two innocent young boys. I tell you, my friend, the answer is sin. For in each and every one of us, we have that ability within us to do wrong. To do wicked things. But here's a woman. And we're introduced to her. She's a nobody. And what does she do? Well, she does what most common sense people would do. She's got an issue of blood. She's got a problem. So she goes and she tries many doctors. Doctor upon doctor upon doctor upon doctor. And not one could heal her of her disease. Not one. The doctor could not heal her of the disease. And when I'm speaking now about sin, if I were to go to my local GP and say, "Do you have a remedy for sin?" Well, he's a sinner like me. And he doesn't have the remedy. You think of the doctors of today. I was thinking of some of the doctors of today. I could go to the doctor for recreation. Man, there's gyms sprouting up all over the place and people are bent upon good living. And there's nothing wrong with that. Getting our bodies in shape and so on. Healthy living. What about the doctor of religion? That's the big curse of the day. People think if they get religion, they're going to heaven. Religion, my friend, will never save you. The answer to your sin problem is Christ. This woman tried many, many doctors. And what does the word of God say? It says this: she was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. People today that we speak to say, I'm religious. I go to church. I say my prayers. I'm good to my neighbours. I look out for my friends. And surely, at the end of life's journey, God will outweigh the good with the bad. And if I've lived a good life, that fits me for heaven. No. No. Whilst all these things are to be recommended and good, that won't fit you for heaven. You say, what fits me for heaven? Christ and Christ alone. He takes away the sin by his death at Calvary. He makes you fit for heaven. And only by Christ are you saved. And only through Christ and his finished work at Calvary will you be in heaven. Nothing to do with religion. And this nobody who had tried many physicians, who had tried many doctors, but was gradually growing worse. Well, verse 27 says this: when she heard of Jesus. When she heard of Jesus. Ah, now. The whole situation changes. Her outlook changes. When she heard of Jesus. Not a priest. Not a pope. Not a pastor. Not a preacher. When she heard of Jesus. He was the one that was going to change her life completely. When she heard of Jesus, came in the crowd behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall behold. Here's a nobody in the crowd. And the nobody touched his garments. The nobody trusted in Christ. Notice the language. Now we're going to read it in reverse order. Verse 28. She says, if I may touch. Well, in verse 27, she touched his garment. You know, if we've got an illness today, we would attend the doctor and he would write out the prescription. And we might be able to read the prescription. For example, if we have a headache, not that we'd go to the doctor for a headache, but we would go and we would get perhaps the tablets required. Paracetamol comes to mind. And on the box of the paracetamol, you read what it says. For adults, for those children, for those 16 and over, rather, you take 2 a day every 4 hours. And so you read what's on the box. And you might understand the virtue of the medicine, that if I take them, then my headache's going to disappear. For the medicine will work. But if I read it and understand it, but don't actually take it, then I'm not cured. And this woman is saying, if I but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Now she's in the throng, this nobody. She's moving in the throng and Jesus is just there, just there. She must have been in close proximity to the Saviour. And she says, if I but touch. Now she might have reached out and missed. If I but touch. Salvation, the cure of my illness will be gone. I'll be rid of the plague. But what do I need to do? I need to touch. I need to touch his garment. But the throng's there. The people are there, pressing. She says, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And what did she do? She touched his garment. You want salvation? Well, we all want salvation. We want to be rid of our sins. We want to be fit for heaven. And this nobody, she became a somebody that just touched the hem of his garment and she was made whole. You're a nobody in the world. You might feel that you're a nobody. Well, God's interested in the nobody. And that nobody that we're reading about became a somebody. She touched his garment. And the word of God says, she was made whole. The Lord Jesus said to her later in verse 34, go in peace and be whole of thy plague. The plague had gone. The blood disorder had vanished. She was a new woman. But what did this nobody, who suddenly became a somebody that touched the garment, the nobody that became a somebody then told everybody? For we read in Luke's gospel and Luke's account of it that she came out of hiding and she fell down and acknowledged before Christ what she had did. But he knew, for he had felt the touch. And she told all that were there that day and witnessed before all what had happened. She told them why she came. She told them what she did. And she told them what happened. You came into this hall this afternoon as a nobody. And as somebody, you might just touch the garment. You might just accept the Lord Jesus as your Saviour. And then you'll tell everybody what happened. For that's what Christians do. And that's why we're here this afternoon. That's why we're standing on this pulpit of wood. That's why we're preaching the gospel, because we're telling everybody of what Christ can do. That he can save you. That he wants to save you. That you need to be saved. You need to be saved because there is coming a day when, because of sin, we will pass from time and into God's great eternity. We've got to be ready. We've got to be ready to meet God. There's a verse in Amos, in chapter 4 and verse 12 in the Old Testament, that says this, prepare to meet thy God. I think it's 4 weeks on Wednesday, Christmas Day, when the world, the Christian world at large, will celebrate again the birth of Christ. And on the lead up to that great event, men and women, boys and girls, will start to prepare for the day. Prepare presents. Prepare in the circumstances of the womenfolk, perhaps meals in the home. But there's preparation for the great day that's coming. Let me tell you, there's a greater day coming. A greater day when you will stand before God. You'll either stand before God and he'll be your judge, and you'll stand before God and he'll be your saviour. And here's a woman, and she prepared for that great day when she but touched the hem of his garment and she was made whole. And a nobody began the day. And that nobody became a somebody that touched the hem of the garment. And then she told everybody about what had happened. The transformation in her life was great. Her friends perhaps looked upon her and thought, is this the same woman? This is the woman that had the issue of blood. It's now gone. She's healed. Here's a sinner that came into the meeting this evening without the Saviour, without Christ, without hope. Leaving tonight saved. assured of a place in God's heaven. You can leave tonight and you can go home and tell everybody about the change in your life. People will see the change. They'll understand that something has happened between you and God. So we draw our remarks to a close. This woman, she touched. That's all we're asking tonight. Not asking your money. Not asking anything from you. The Saviour wants nothing from you other than your life. He wants to save you. And the woman says, if I but touch, I shall be whole. If you reach out and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life, he'll do it. And he'll do it now. And you'll be saved for all eternity. Shall we pray?
Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this, the latest episode in the Gospel Podcast series. We trust that God will bless you for listening. And if you've not already done so, that you would take this opportunity to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of your precious soul. If you would like further information, or indeed a free personal copy of God's Word, the Bible, you're welcome to contact us. Full contact details can be found on our website, www.hospitalhillgospelhall.org. May God bless you, and goodbye for now.